Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Acts chapter 15, I'm going to read verses 35 through 41. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought it not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. So Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. We have here in Acts 15 the account of Paul and Barnabas and kind of a fuss and a breaking up of a good pair. First of all, I want to say none of us should behave wrongly with each other. But may I say this, we've seen people not get along for well over 2,000 years. Paul and Barnabas were both strong leaders. They'd worked together for some time. They had preached revivals. They had started churches. They had had great meetings. And after some time, there was time they were going to go on another evangelistic tour, so to speak, and check on the churches that they had begun and make sure things were going well. And Barnabas wanted to take John Mark. Paul did not want him going, and they got into a fuss. And it was so bad that they split up, and one went one way, one went the other. Now, in every area of life, we need strength around us. One of the glaring problems of our society today is an attempt by the media, is an attempt by our government, an attempt by education, an attempt by Hollywood to weaken strong people. Liberalism constantly tries to be strong by weakening the strong. Business needs strong management, and labor should be wise to keep strong management that way. The unions have just about destroyed productivity in America because the average worker wants the same authority as the business owner. The same is true in politics. We need a strong president, and the opposing party is very unwise trying to weaken the power of the president. No congressman or congresswoman or senator should have power to weaken the presidency. The press is in a constant state of weakening leadership in order to make their own news. America needs strength. Wise is the nation that strengthens the hands of leadership, which can offer security and protection. Thank God for strong people. Unfortunately, in our churches, strong people tend to be disliked or unwanted. You know, we should encourage having strong people. They usually are the most lonely. They're often the most criticized. They need our love, respect, and support in order to compensate for those trying to shoot us down. Now, we must understand that strength has weakness. No one is 100% strong. We must not get disheartened when strong people, heroes, etc., show their weakness. Matter of fact, Job 32:9 says, great men are not always wise. We as Christians need to learn how to get along with strong people even when they're weak or showing their weakness. We cannot allow their humanity to shake our confidence in their strength. They are strong, but not God. They're wise, but they're not God. Let me give you a few thoughts today. Number one, being strong does not mean always being right. You know, people get strong by being right in many ways, but that doesn't mean they always made right decisions along the path. Being right at something does not make you strong, it just makes you right. You know, a guy who can bench 400 pounds may not be strong in cardio or in legs. He might have one area that is strong, but that does not mean he is strong from head to toe. Strong men need guided sometimes, but you have to understand something. They're leaders. They need talked to in private and sometimes a little bit more strongly and aggressively than others. They understand. The stronger the person, the stronger the correction. I have a statement I use here at my church. You have to hit a mule harder than you hit a puppy. And that is true. They work hard, they succeed hard, so they need a little harder correction, but that doesn't mean that they're any worse of a person. Understand, they're going to give you their opinion because they're successful. By the way, you never see a poor person who is homeless on the streets hiring people. Number two, there will be some strong ladies in the church and in work. You know, a woman is not wrong or unscriptural if she's strong. She needs to clearly know what her boundary lines are, and she needs to stay within them. Strong ladies are needed in the nursery. Strong ladies are needed in a bus route. Strong ladies are needed for Sunday school and junior church. Say, why? They have to handle children a lot. Strong ladies are needed in a Christian school. But it doesn't mean because a lady is strong that she's rebellious. They're going to help get things done. And every once in a while, they're going to get straightforward and maybe a little too aggressive, and they might need helped a little bit with that. But it doesn't mean that they're bad. These ladies are important, and many other things can get done because of strong ladies. Strong ladies are needed as secretaries to strong leaders. Number three, let us not fall into Satan's trap of being negative or critical of leadership. Let's not be jealous of what the world says are the one percenters. When we weaken the strong, we weaken the weak even more. You see, when we decide somebody has too much money, and we should get more of their money because they're the leader and they make millions or billions of dollars and we only make thousands, guess what? Go start your own business. They have the right to earn what they make. It is their strength that has caused them to be able to hire you. Let's not destroy leaders who have been off the scene for years. We as parents need to back each other. We as business people should back one another. We as church leaders should back one another. And let's not live with strife and contention with strong people. Let's live peaceably with strong people. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day from the Pastor's Heart.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.